We have a wonderful organization at the Pavilion that really serves kids and gives them an opportunity to excel in the performing arts. We have both a theater program and a music program. And so we've got kids from all over the area who come in who just love the performing arts, who live it and breathe it and want a chance to perform. And so we try to give them that opportunity and connect them with artists and give them a professional space to do so.
And this is just for kids?
Yes.
Ages?
5 to 18.
How do they get involved?
They can call the Pavilion. They can visit our website. There's lots of different ways. We have different opportunities in the fall, in the spring, in the summer. So whether you're going to get involved in a summer camp or you come to audition for a play, there's just a lot of different ways that you can sort of insert yourself into the program and get more familiar with all the different things that are available.
Is this at a cost? Do I have to pay for this?
There are some tuition rates that are associated with different parts of it, but we do have a very active scholarship program too. We've never denied a child participation if they haven't had tuition, and it's fairly reasonable too. So.
And if they need more information, your website has more information?
It does, yep, thewashingtonpavilion.org.
You're also presenting the Chamber Orchestra Holiday Concert coming up this Sunday. It's a fundraiser for the Bowdoin Youth Center, right?
That's correct.
Let's talk about that. What's going to be happening there?
Well, we have a wonderful, wonderful program that is a chamber orchestra. It's directed by Dr. Ray Sidoti. This is something that is really featuring our top music students. So we have about 10 students who are some of the top string players in the area who play in this concert. And we have alumni who come back, too, who maybe are pursuing music at different colleges from around the nation, who come back to play with this group, as well as some of our faculty members. So it's a really high-level classical music concert, a little over an hour, a great way to come in and taste it if you've never tried this before, and a great opportunity for us to partner with the community, too. That's something that we really, it's one of our values with DAPA that we bring forward, is that we try to foster community partnerships and how we bring about community through the arts. So we're partnering with the Bowdoin Youth Center, which has been a partner of the Pavilion for a long time, to try to raise some funds for that wonderful community center.
And how much will tickets be?
Free will donation at the door that all goes towards Bowdoin.
We need to talk about, first of all, the Volunteers of America. What does that group do?
Volunteers of America has four different service lines. We offer services in the areas of veteran services, children, youth, and family, disability services, and behavioral health.
You have a ton of programs, however.
All of our services fall within those four lines, and the Bowdoin Youth Center falls within Children, Youth, and Family Services.
Go ahead. Tell us a little more about the Bowdoin Youth Center. What do they do?
Bowdoin Youth Center is a facility that offers programming for children. It has several different programs within that facility. We have a street outreach center, the drop-in center, kids campus, and those are places where kids can go and just get off the streets. Over 90% of the children that we serve at the Bowdoin Youth Center are in poverty. And so this is a place that's an alternative to being on the streets. We offer snacks, meal, laundry services, showers for those kids who are on the streets and need to come in and just have a place to go.
How do these kids access this Bowdoin Youth Center? I mean, do they just walk in? Nobody turned away?
We have street outreach folks who walk around on the streets in the Pettigrew Heights or downtown area. They're wearing bright yellow t-shirts or yellow coats, so they're easily recognizable. We've been in service since 1999, so it's a well-known service to individuals that need to access the service. And we are located in the downtown area across from the Y. We've got great signage, and so we get out there and our folks are out there talking to youth and letting them know about the services that we have at the Bowdoin. And then individuals are welcome to just walk in. Volunteers of America, Dakotas, and the Bowdoin Youth Center is so incredibly honored to have been chosen by Roseanne and her crew down at the Pavilion to be the recipient of this donation and the free will offering at this event. So we're super excited about that.